Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
Aaron Weber in the studio and my long-lost son, Zach Townsend, with us. Zach's the feature this weekend. And
it's a Aaron striking Deadline. Resemblance.
Your dad's still with us, Zach?
I'm not even joking. I've never met my dad before.
Oh, holy hell.
Until today.
He said not until today.
Wow.
Papa?
Yeah. I'm not even joking. I'm so glad that you didn't say Pennsylvania, but you said you're from Connecticut. Now, I've been up and down there. I've been around the area, but Jesus.
Oh, I'm sure you have, about 33 years ago. I'm sure,
yeah. Well, and that tracks.
The timeline works out.
33 years ago tracks. I was
But you keep in touch.
I was not exactly faithful at 33 years ago. I have no wife or anything 33 years ago.
Does your mom like Fog Hat?
You still keep in touch with mom?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Keep in touch with her.
Yeah, I gotta keep in touch with one of them at least.
And she's in Connecticut?
Yeah.
Our show researcher, Matthew, he was in the Navy for a while, went to submarine school in Groton. Am I saying that right?
Groton, yeah.
Groton, Connecticut.
So no.
Yeah.
No.
That's a great picture. That's cool.
Looks like some pretty high-end homes.
So you picked up and moved to Nashville just because of East Century located, and that's a cool place to be? Yeah.
No, I actually moved. So I actually lived in Florida for about two or three years.
And then where in Florida?
Tampa, St. Pete area. Okay. Yeah,
that's not a bad area.
No, it's not.
I mean, it's Florida, but it's not a bad area at all.
Yeah, and I started comedy down there. Then I moved, found a woman down there, and she got moved to Nashville.
I
would go visit her, and I liked the scene, so I moved out there with her, and we broke up almost immediately. But I decided to stay,
Oh, man. Because because of the being together made you break up?
Yeah, probably that. Probably a little bit of me, too.
You should have called me, son. I could help you through that, man.
Yeah, I wish I had somebody to lean on during that time. But.
Speaking of kids, Aaron's got one in October, right, coming up?
Yeah, it's coming up, first kid.
Congratulations, man.
Thank you, dude. Awesome.
You know what it is?
We actually just found out it's a girl.
Okay. Yeah.
Nice. So. And this was planned?
Well, not specifically this, but like, we were
not trying to stop
it.
Right.
Yeah,
you pulled the goalie.
We were hoping it would happen.
Because Nick and I, how many kids you got, Nick?
Three.
All right. And I have four biological children, and we planned none of them.
Yeah.
0 out of 7.
I got two, and I didn't plan the third one. All right.
Actually, he was the first one.
He was actually the first one, right.
He the first one.
I got two, I didn't plan the first. I got three, I didn't plan the first one, apparently. All right. And Puss has one kid, you know, colleagues.
Planned.
Obviously, you got two grown boys, obviously.
So my metal detecting buddy is checking in here, and he's got some harsh commentary here.
Okay.
Did you read this?
No.
Okay.
Is he hating on me?
No, not you.
Good.
Just people in general. I need to comment on this hobby talk. I don't think collecting items is a hobby. It's basically hoarding particular items. Hobbies should be more like crafting, painting, using skill to produce something in one spare time. Buying a baseball card and putting it in a shoebox takes no skill.
You didn't find it. You went and hunted for it.
Yeah. By the way, in my short time of metal detecting, I found lots of coins, including a 1928 wheatback, 2 sterling silver rings, and numerous pop tops.
See, this doesn't make him any cooler, that last line.
No. That doesn't even follow. He goes, for it to be a hobby, there has to be some skill involved. And
then
it's like, I'm a metal detector. What's the skill?
It's
Googling bodies of water and then just walking around them?
And taking a little shovel, and that's it.
Right. Yeah. listening to beeps.
Obviously, hobbies involve all the crap we're talking about, but we do make fun of some and not the other ones. I get that. But, yeah, metal detecting. Right. All right, great.
Yeah, there's a lot of double standards involved in this.
Oh, of course there is. Yeah.
We're openly just admitting that.
Yeah. So more, I think it's cool. I like it, right?
Curious pursuits here. And I kind of like this one because this is what I did the last time I was on a really good mushroom trip.
Oh, yeah.
You have the devices now. Mm-hmm. These people that they... I used to sit, you know, on my buddies. We were like Wayne and Garth, and we would watch planes fly overhead. When I lived in Phoenix, we'd park at the end of the runway. And
well, you're high then.
You
too,
can't do that now after 9/11. They kind of watch those areas.
Yeah.
But these are people who watch planes. And
that damn 9/11.
You got places, things like apps like FlightAware. I can tell you. Like when I was sitting there tripping in the middle of the woods in Iowa, there would be planes coming directly overhead because they were headed. We're kind of right on the flight path to Epley Airfield. And the sober guy in the bunch would get up flight aware and he'd say, oh, yeah, that's coming from Salt Lake City. And
holy
go to Chicago.
Hell, man.
You were able to give you the flight number.
The guy that went with you that was a sober guy. I met that guy. He seemed like a nice guy.
Yeah.
Jesus Christ. I'm not tracking FlightAware for my stoned buddies looking the sky. And by the way, what's it matter where the plane came from?
Oh, we're just curious.
He could make anything up.
Yeah.
Yeah,
exactly.
It gives you know
the specific flight number. So you can look up after you have that information where it's coming from and where it's headed.
But you were just getting joy about being stoned looking in the sky. So
yeah.
What do you care where the plane's gone?
And I was getting fed the information. I don't know. We just found it interesting.
Geek.
Yeah, because you're interested in a lot of things you're not necessarily interested in when you're tripping balls.
Even these guys aren't. Even Aaron's looking at you like, what an idiot.
Yeah. That guy
I fly every weekend now, and I feel like for some reason my algorithm on social media – I'm just scrolling through, and it's just all plane crash videos and stuff. And I need to get this out of my feed, dude.
And we've had some bad flights.
We've had just some. I don't know if it's just I'm noticing it more, but I feel like every flight there's more and more turbulence, and I'm just like, golly, I just
Well, then there's a weather
weekend.
There's a weather thing happening with that. I mean, it's climate change. There's going to be more turbulent flights in the future. That's a fact.
Well, that leads into a story I sent you guys yesterday. Did you read about this one?
No.
Dude flying from it was from Bali to Auckland, New Zealand.
Oh yeah, I saw this.
Like
story.
A 7-hour flight. About an hour into this, dude was up. He was, I think, walking back to his seat. And they hit what they described as some extreme turbulence.
Was this that clear air turbulence?
Yes.
The kind I experienced going to Costa Rica?
Yes.
And slept through it?
Well, vodka does that. Tito's did that. Yeah.
Well, this guy was up in the aisle when it happened, so I'm assuming he left the ground.
Oh, yeah. He probably got tossed.
And when he came back down, they said, quote, his leg pretty much snapped in half.
Damn.
And they're only an hour into a 7-hour flight.
So they
turn around
put it down for him?
No.
Because they're over water at this point, right?
Yeah, they're Bali to New Zealand. You're over the ocean.
Oh, okay,
yeah, but even an hour over the water, you're turning around and coming back. It's only an hour to get back.
Well, they did not. There was a doctor.
A U.S. flight would, I bet. You
know? There was a doctor on board. They said they had some sort of mild painkiller that they could give him, but he spent the
vodka?
Next.
Give him a baby aspirin. Yeah.
Six hours sitting there with a snapped leg just in excruciating pain.
Oh, wow.
I'd be so hammered. Like, I would have demanded so much vodka to kill that pain.
Just playing Wordle while your leg is broke.
Yeah,
this will help.
But they couldn't get up and serve you because there's turbulence. Yeah?
Oh, I broke my freaking leg back here.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
Look around. You can find cars like these on AutoTrader. New cars, used cars, electric cars, maybe even flying cars. Okay, no flying cars, but as soon as they get invented, they'll be on Auto Trader. Just you wait. Auto Trader.
snapped it in half. And they said they moved a couple people so they could, like, he could kind of lay up in the seat with his leg up in front of him.
Oh, that was nice.
But 6 hours, we're going to have to ride this out until we get to Auckland.
You're flying every weekend, obviously. Both you guys fly every weekend?
Okay. Yeah, just about every weekend now. Yeah. Just a 6-hour flight, just normal. It sounds miserable to me. So I can't imagine.
Yeah, 6 hours, but even being healthy, it sucks.
So if you purchase the internet on the plane, and you get on your flight order,
I don't mean
app.
To brag, but I'm A-list preferred on Southwest.
Are you?
I get free internet every flight.
Of course you are, man.
You get the free internet.
I save $8 every flight.
Then you can go to that flight aware
$8.
App.
I just bought it. Right. I was just flying Southwest.
Because Tyler and I are old enough to remember when the pilot would say, if you look at the right side of the plane, you'll see the Grand Canyon. They don't do that anymore.
No.
So with FlightAware, you can look down and say,
here
well,
comes Pippin FlightAware.
That looks like Paducah. And you can actually confirm. Like, we flew over Paducah going from Omaha to Charlotte. And I wouldn't have known that if I didn't have the FlightAware app and the internet going.
Okay, I get it. But
I like knowing what town.
The guy telling
over.
You, the guy, you're on that plane, Todd.
Yeah.
When you're in the woods looking straight up, all you want to be, you're excited about because you're stoned, you see a plane. That's it. Plane.
No. This but is a, knowing, I'm talking when I'm flying. When I'm in,
no, now I know that I get that.
Yeah,
sorta. I don't get looking up into the sky and wanting to know where that plane's going.
Oh, well,
especially you, when like you're on mushrooms. Didn't you want to listen to music or be like, I wonder if that connected in St. Louis?
Well, it wasn't the only thing we were doing. We were just taking in all the visual stimuli we could.
Dude, is that a Boeing Max 7?
I had a guy yesterday on the flight from. Yeah. We had a flight to Chicago. We flew from Chicago to Omaha, and the guy, I was in the window seat, and the guy next to me in the middle seat stared out the window the entire time.
So it's just basically, so you felt him staring at you, right?
Yeah, I've had like proctology exams that were less inferior. That's it was awful.
That's awful.
I told Zach, you have a little bit of power there when you're at the window.
If you closed it, what would have happened?
Just shut the window.
I thought about it, the entire time he's just leaning over and looking out, and I was like, I don't know if it's first time flying or what, but it was.
Did you say anything to the guy at all?
I kind of gave him a little shoulder, you know. This is where, having a
did
dad
you engage him in conversation like?
Did you tell him you've been on this flight before and there's really not much to see?
Yeah, I was like, I don't know what you're looking
at. That really isn't a scenic flight. Yeah.
Bro, it's Iowa.
Yeah, that is weird because you kept looking at it, right? Because even if you're looking straight ahead and on your own business, you feel him
you
gazing.
You can feel him the whole time. He's like
rubbernecking.
He's breathing in my ear like a dog the whole, you know what I mean?
Right. Is that Rockford?
Well, you guys obviously fly more than we do. I mean, I fly enough for a person who doesn't fly for work, but I would want, because people are always wondering about, I always say that, even the planes that have trouble land.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, knock on wood.
Eventually they all get back to the ground.
I'm just saying, but have you had any trouble recently? I mean, every time something happens on a plane, some drunk gets wrestled down to the ground, they have to duct tape him to the seat. Everybody that never flies always thinks, like, well, that's why I don't fly. I said, there's 30,000 domestic flights a day.
Right.
It never happens.
Yes.
It's always in the news. What's the weirdest thing that's happened to you?
It's statistically, it's still the safest way to travel. It's not even close, right? And
not
actually, for all the flack that Boeing was getting, I looked it up, and year to date, there were more incidents with Boeing planes last year than this year. So it's all media hype.
So it's just a lot of attention.
But
now,
like I said, this is when I'm on social media, this is all I'm seeing now. Planes going down or bad turbulence. Knock on wood, I've never had anything too crazy. I've had some moments with Zach on the flight where it's shaking, where I grab the seat in front of me like, what is going on?
Oh, he didn't grab his hand?
Yeah. No, I reached for it, but he didn't.
I've always loved you.
What's always reassuring is if you look up and you see the flight attendants could not be less impressed with what's going on.
Yeah, they're like,
they just look so calm. They're like, this is nothing. So I always look for them. If I ever look up and I see a flight attendant panicking, then I'll start to really panic.
I'll tell you what, Zach. This happened to me 97, 98, somewhere. I was flying back to Omaha from back east, and I was coming from Chicago to Omaha. And I'm on a United flight. And we're in the air maybe a half hour, and you hear this big, like a big pop and sound. Like, what the hell was that? And we start to kind of tilt sideways, and then we level off, and then we start to turn around. I said, we're turning around. So they come on, and they say we lost an engine.
And we're going to go back to Chicago. And by the way, at that point in my life, I was not I didn't like flying at all. So that made it worse.
So the old joke wasn't going through your head?
No, but I remembered. Oh, yeah. If the last engine goes down, we'll be up here all day.
We'll be up here all night.
But I didn't realize that till we landed back in Chicago, how rare this was. Because I walked off the plane, and a flight attendant looks at me, and I go, I said, thank you. And she goes, I've been flying. At that point, she was an older woman. I've been flying 30 years. I mean, and countless, that's never happened to me. And I remember looking at her on the flight because she was up there at the front trying to be calm, but she had a weird look on her face.
Yeah.
And I've always heard that since then. You're right. You keep an eye on all the flight attendants. If everything's cool, they don't care.
Mm-hmm.
No matter how bouncy it is, right. You know. I think that's a key for anybody.
That story about the dude.
Or you just stare at Zach's ear the whole time.
That story about the dude with the snapped leg. If I was a flight attendant, that would scare the hell out of me. Because apparently this turbulence came out of nowhere. And then of a sudden, bang, you know, broken tibia and fibula and had just sit there for 6 hours.
Yeah, apparently that happens over open water on occasion. They call it clear air turbulence.
But I mean, that wouldn't that always be in the back of your mind once you'd seen that happen on a flight? Especially if your job was to be up in the aisle all the time.
Yeah, that it could come, you know, at the drop of a hat.
Yeah. Right. Yeah, just any time you might snap your leg.
It's going to happen when somebody's handing me a Bloody Mary. That's what's going to happen. I go, sorry, sir, I just lost it.
I'm going to roll my ankle on the way to the bathroom on the flight back. Yeah.
This is good. I'm glad we're thinking about all this now. I'll be thinking about this.
You don't fly out till Sunday morning, right?
Yes. Yeah,
okay, about. You're fine. It's only a couple days from now.
Yeah, relax. I'll be all right.
All right.
Oh, it's not going to happen to you.
You're right. That's what you always think.
Funny Bone tonight, Aaron Weber and Zach Townsend. One show tonight, two tomorrow. They're with us this morning.
Better see these funny guys.
What are your socials, by the way? Zach, what are your social people see you?
It's just Zach Townsend, ZACTOWNSEND _.
Okay.
Yeah. And, real Aaron Weber, AARON, and then 1B and Weber, like the grill.
1, 2, 3, 4. Those are numbers, but you already knew that. If you want to know what number you're going to pay each month for your car, use Kelley Blue Book My Wallet on AutoTrader. They're really good at numbers. AutoTrader.